Hello, it's Barbara. This morning I'm with Todman & Couple, Eric and Bernice. Is it Bernice? Bernice?
Bernice.
Bernice
Bernice.
Blamire. Eric is one of our listeners, but he's also one of our staunch committee members. So, good morning, Eric, and
Oh, good
thank you for
morning.
talking to us.
It's all right.
We've had about 20 minutes of reminiscing, haven't we,
Yeah,
about that
yeah.
you were born in Cumbria,
Yeah.
but you've been in Todmorden since about 1960. Yeah?
Yeah, well, I was married in 60, wasn't I?
62.
62.
All right.
Yeah.
And you worked at Warman's in your working life.
Well, I started at Topshop.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I started with George Hudson and Tammy Connor.
All right. Right, I knew them.
Yeah,
Yeah,
well,
yeah.
'cause I give them a lift down on motorbike,
Right.
and Sammy jumped off at bottom at
Yeah.
Butcher's,
Yeah.
and then I took George down because George lived further down,
Right.
and we then lived in Phoebe's cottage,
Right,
you
right.
know. But they weren't there long. My
No.
parents weren't there long,
No.
and they moved.
And then you moved from Topshop down to Warman's.
No, I moved up to Wardle.
All right.
I worked in Wardle for,
Right.
well, getting on for 10 years, didn't I?
Yeah.
She's
Yeah.
looking at me now.
I'm on about what
Sorry.
Warman's
Yeah,
because that
yeah.
was where you ended your
Yeah,
working life,
it
weren't it?
was, yeah.
And Eric lost his sight. Was it when you were 64?
Somewhat like
Yeah.
that.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah,
Yeah, it
64 when
was.
I lost my sight.
Yeah. But you've been telling me this morning that you didn't take a lunch hour at Warman's like normal
No,
people.
I used to ride my bike up
So go on
Crossstone,
then, tell us more about your lunch hour.
up Crossstone Road, and well, I used to ride bike. I used to go out at clock out, and then ride up the hill, and up the top of the hill up there where it, and then turn right at top, and then come down, and then come down Long Drag, and then back down to Warman's and clock in again inside half an hour.
I'm just shaking my head here because I can't believe this.
No, I know. I
No,
know
but
most people
your
won't.
life's always been about sport, hasn't it?
Well,
Running, cycling.
I was a cyclist.
Yeah, I
Yeah,
remember you
before I was a
cycling.
runner.
Yeah. Yeah, and we've had a look at all your trophies this morning. I think I counted 13 or 14 trophies and loads of medals. What was your favourite out of everything? Was it the fell racing?
Well, actually, I haven't got anything for my favourite fell race,
Go on.
because I did that at Glenridden, where I'm from. And Public Hall up there, it still runs. And it went up back at Beck. Back at Beck was where I came down to school from Rattlebeck. And then,
And that's in
and
Cumbria, isn't it? Yeah.
And then turned up Bitmyers and up to Helvellyn, and then down by Grisletown. And then across from Grisletown across, and then came back down, and then through Braceheads Fields, which was Uncle Harry's fields,
Yeah.
and then up the other side where we used to catch rabbits, where me and my dad used to do rabbiting,
Right.
and so it went up there. So
Yeah.
I never got out for that.
No,
I did
no.
it a few times, didn't I?
And that was your favourite. Now,
Oh yeah,
people
oh
in
yeah.
Todd won't really know that area, but you were
No.
telling me one where you did 100 miles on a tandem.
Oh yeah. Oh sorry. And for
Yeah.
charity ride,
Yeah.
and
And
she
that
w
was for the hospice.
yeah. Well, she was working at school,
That's your good lady's pointing to.
and yeah. Well, you were working at Fernilee, and I was working at Sandholme, and then we collected £1 off everybody at Sandholme, and then she collected £1 off everybody at school.
Yeah.
So they got quite a lot of money, didn't they?
Yeah.
Off us.
Yeah. And was that Bernice's first time on the tandem?
No, we'd been
No.
out a lot on tandem, hadn't we, up to
Yeah.
then?
Yeah.
Yeah, we'd been out all over the
Yeah.
place.
Yeah.
We used to go through Burnley, didn't we?
Yeah. So where was this 100 mile?
All right, go on, Bernice.
She won't be the one to hear her there.
It went to hospice, started at hospice,
At Elland.
at Allen, then went over the hill and down to Huddersfield, and then called Huddersfield, and then on to Wakefield,
yeah.
Was it?
Yeah, Wakefield.
Wakefield, and then on to Wetherby. And then from Wetherby, it went across country, did M1 or A1.
Yeah.
And then we came back to Leeds and went round Leeds Ring Road, and then went into church in central Leeds, which was another checkpoint.
Yeah.
And then after that, we went in there, and then we went up through Pudsey, and then up to Richard Dunn Sports Centre.
Yeah, that's near Bradford, isn't it?
Yeah. And then back to the hospice.
Yeah, yeah.
And that was about
100, well done to both of you.
About
100
miles.
Even though it was a long time ago. Eric, tell me how you got involved with the Talking Newspaper.
Well, with, I forget her name now.
Marjorie Whittaker.
Oh, you remember, because you got...
We were going to do, this is why we're late recording this, yeah. Because it was planned that Eric would do one with Marjorie Whittaker, who very sadly died quite suddenly last year.
Sorry, but I got involved with Talking Newspaper with Marjorie Whittaker, but when I first got Talking Newspaper... It was with that woman that lived at Bottom that's died. She's also dead. And you knew her because you'd come up to see if she'd got on the bus.
Oh, Violet, yeah.
Yeah, Violet, she put my name into Talking Newspaper.
Yeah, she was one of our founder members.
Yeah,
lovely Violet, yeah. So you got involved and you've been getting it ever since, have you?
Eh? She'll tell us after.
Yeah. So you've had it ever since, then you joined the committee, didn't you?
Well, I did.
Because part of the constitution, we have to have a couple of recipients on the committee, don't we? You mentioned earlier that you saw Donald Campbell.
Oh yeah,
break the speed record, was it?
Because he broke it on Ullswater, not Coniston, where he died.
All right.
It was his dad did it on Coniston.
Right.
And then he came over at Ullswater, I think because Steamer Company paid him.
Yeah, yeah.
And then they did it, he did it on there, and he was up and down the lake, and he was started at Glencoyne Bay, and then down to Howtown, and then refuelled, and then went back.
Yeah.
And his boathouse was behind Steamer Pier at Glenridding.
Yeah.
So, and he stayed at Glenridding Hotel.
Right. And well, you actually saw him break the record?
Yeah, well, people came up in the thousands to see him.
Yeah.
Every night.
Yeah.
But when he broke the record, it was about 9 o'clock at morning.
Oh, right.
So there was nobody there. Only me, I was raking hay in Parkhouse Field.
Right.
And I could show you where it's at, And then I got my breakfast after he'd broke the record. Anyway, when he broke the record, he went back to Coniston where his dad lived, because he had a house over there, you know. And he went back there and took boat with him, you know.
Yeah. So all this is quite a long time ago. What do you do now? I know you live up on the estate, but you still walk down to Tomberden, don't you?
Well, I catch bus down.
Yeah, yeah.
Walk down tomorrow morning.
Yeah.
But I walk down to the gym and back up hill.
Oh, you go to the gym?
Yeah.
Can you recommend that?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's good, is it?
Yeah, it is good.
So have you any other hobbies or...?
No, just that now.
Just the gym and the walk, a bit of walking.
Going Premier Suite.
Yeah. Well, you're keeping very fit, so you're a very good advert for it anyway.
I'm 80.
Are you 80? Yeah. Oh, I didn't know that. I didn't know that.
She's 80 on the 11th of March.
Now, you don't give a lady's age away.
Oh, right.
No, that's no gentleman that does that. Anyway, it's been really good talking to you, Eric. And no doubt you come to the blind drop-in, so I'll probably see you there.
Yeah, you will.
We have a good laugh there, don't we?
Yeah.
Anyway, thank you both for your time. Bye.